With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden speaks to the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern in an Oval Office address. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events: the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there was no third ballot today in the House for the speakership position. Nominee Jim Jordan still in the race, but suspending his bid and will instead support a plan to let interim Speaker Patrick McHenry from North Carolina run the House, at least temporarily. Home sales fell again in September. Shelley Adler has more.
Sales of previously owned homes fell for the fourth straight month as prospective buyers dealt with surging mortgage rates and a near-historic low level of properties on the market. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales dropped 2% from August to September, and according to FactSet, it's the slowest sales pace since September of 2010. Sales are down 21% through the first 9 months of the year compared to the same period last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 8 months last week. Jobless claim fell by 13,000 to 198,000, and that's the fewest since January. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 226 points, the NASDAQ losing 128. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists have their work cut out for them in Ohio.
Next month, voters will consider an amendment to the state constitution that would grant largely unfettered access to abortion at any point during a pregnancy. Two recent polls indicate that nearly 60% of Ohio residents will vote in favor of the measure versus only 33% who will vote no. Pro-abortion forces are spending big money to influence the decision with less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italian lawmakers voting unanimously to back a long-delayed project to build a Holocaust museum in Rome, underlining the urgency of the undertaking following the killing of Israeli civilians by Hamas terrorists this month. The project in Italy to establish a national Holocaust museum, it was first envisioned nearly 20 years ago. This is SRN News. Disposable vapes causing a problem, and cities are having to spend big money to get rid of them.
E-cigarettes that can't be refilled are considered hazardous waste because they contain nicotine, lithium, and metals that cannot be reused or recycled. U.S. teens and adults are buying roughly 12 million disposable vapes per month. Local officials have to clean up after them and find a way to responsibly destroy these products. New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda says the disposal procedure is complicated.
So only certain people can handle the material. There are specific instructions for destruction of it. You need certain licenses and approvals. So it's not just, this is not something that you dispose of and throw out in the garbage or that you can burn. It's not any of those processes.
And it's expensive. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Rite Aid plans to close about 7% of its stores initially as the drugstore chain makes its way through Chapter 11 bankruptcy processes. Most of those stores on the East and West Coast. More details at SRNnews.com.